B-Pod Studios.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
The Sports Hub, we're touching Rich. What does Bird do? What is Bird doing there? Why did it take so long to this to get started?
He didn't have the number, so he had to go and look behind the door. There's a posting of all the staff numbers, and it was very, very difficult. So I had the whole time, Fred, you saw me, I had my phone up. And I was holding it behind my head because I had the number, like, you know, ready to go. And I was like, here it is, here it is. So then he called and they got disconnected, or there was the ignore button was pushed.
All right, because you can't see it on Twitch, but what's going on in the other room is a constant.
It's like a big, giant chaos. It's just like a mosh pit.
It's fascinating what goes on in there with Bird.
Oh, it's so fascinating.
So this whole segment could go wildly sideways.
Well,
this is the Bankroll Boys segment, correct?
Yeah,
this is it right here.
Every Thursday,
right?
The Bankroll Boys on, but there was a thing today with Dan Livschatz. Dan Livschatz, hello.
How you doing, Fred?
I am well. Now, what is the deal? Why are you not here?
I left at like 5:30, like I do every morning, and the roads on Route 2 were terrible, dude. I literally was sitting at about a mile, like for a mile, didn't move for about 45 minutes. So my GPS said I was going to get there at 7:48, and I have to be at work by 8:00 today. So I wasn't going to be able to make it by 7:48 and get to work by 8:00.
Okay. Well, Marshall Hook is out and about on the roads. Now, Marshall, what do you make of Dan Livschatz's proclamation that he was, it would have been taking him over 2 hours to get to the station?
Not based on anything that I have seen this morning. I am right now on a road 93 that is down to the pavement. Yeah, there's snow, but at no point anywhere is the snow deeper than even an inch at this point. So, I mean, listen, I don't want to accuse any person of any malfeasance or, you know, there have been times when people can't even get out of their driveways and get to the station.
That was a major snowstorm.
Fred ordered an Uber and a blizzard. Cut him some slack.
That was a major snowstorm. But you are saying that the idea that Livschatz could not get here is preposterous.
I'm saying I find that unlikely. Yes.
Dan, are you lying? Because you're basically being called a liar.
No, I mean, my wife can vouch for me. In the morning.
I mean, your wife is not a good witness. I mean, she would say anything.
Well, that's fair, but I mean, she got up when it was her birthday last night. She got up right when I got up.
Oh, so her birthday. Was this a hungover situation?
No, not at all. We went to a steakhouse and did not have a single thing to drink because I had to wake up so early. So no, did not
you went to a steakhouse and didn't drink. Great table there.
That's correct. You know, no, I was trying. I'm trying to be a good boyfriend. So no, I didn't drink. We got on Route 2 this morning, and I'm telling you, the roads were absolutely terrible, dude. Well, Marshall, I don't know about 93. I was not up there, but I can tell you that Route 2 was not paved, and by the time was not plowed. I mean, and by the time I got on, everyone was sliding all over. Cars were moving extremely slow. We're talking about 2-3 miles an hour. On the other side of the road, there was already an accident. So. I didn't know what you guys wanted me to do. If I came in at 7:45, I didn't want to, you know, mess everything up for you guys.
Now, Marshall, have you heard any reports of Route 2 being undrivable?
No, and I don't want to accuse Dan of anything, but I would tell you that in my own driving this morning, the suggestion would be that, like, the back roads of Boxford and Georgetown that I drove through to get onto 495, to get onto 213, to get onto 93, he would suggest that Route 2 is worse than the back roads of Boxford, and I just have a hard time. You know, I've done a lot of driving in the snow.
And every major highway is always going to be better than any side road. So I have a hard time, particularly in a snow. I mean, I don't even want to call this a snowstorm. What is this? Is it even an inch?
No, an inch? It would not be considered a snowstorm, no, that it, under any circumstances. No. So
I just, in my experience, 18 years of driving in the snow, I think the notion that it would take 2 hours to get from Maynard to Dorchester is a little exaggerated.
I would almost normally always agree. I was up ready driving. I don't know what you guys want me to do. I do.
Were you in the car?
Yes.
Okay, so you got in the car, and then the GPS said that it was going to take you 2 hours to get here?
Well, we weren't moving. We moved like a quarter of a mile for 45 minutes.
Now, Marshall, you have your finger on the pulse of everything traffic. Was there anything that was sent to you about an emergency on Route 2?
No.
So you're essentially saying Liv Schatz is lying, that his wife's birthday was a debaucherous, hedonistic affair, and that he's using this as a way to not show up and have an excuse.
I am merely telling you that in my years of experience that there seem to be some issues with this particular version of events.
Right. I believe that Marshall's out to get me this morning for whatever reason, Marshall.
This is Kowloon on Kowloon crime, Fred. Yeah, that's what this is.
Why would I lie about this, Marshall? I am not
here to specifically address any one particular person's story. I am merely here as a expert in the traffic world to talk about my knowledge of drive times in particular conditions this morning. However, that may or may not affect and apply to your story, Dan. It's not for me to say.
Now, is this going to affect any? Is this going to be tense the next time you guys are at the Loon?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've called Dan an idiot on the air, and he and I are still friends. So I think we're fine at this point.
That is correct, and I pointed out commonly, Dan. So
all right. Yeah. So as far as the Kowloon crew is concerned, this is not going to disrupt anything.
No, I mean, listen. There are those of us, Fred, who can disagree and remain friends, and then there are those of us who get all butthurt about going to a hockey game or not. It's all different approaches to on-air relationships.
That was not because I wanted to go. That was because I wasn't informed that the show was going to go.
Marshall dropping bombs left and right.
Well,
I mean,
he's been driving the roads of Boston for TV for 18 years.
Yeah, he's got some pent-up aggression is what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's so tough to get up in the morning and get in a car and go, this is what my job is.
Here we go. Right. That's it.
All right. Well, listen, Liv Schatz, you're obviously lying. Marshall Hook has said so, and there you go.
I'm not sure, but I appreciate the confidence.
All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
There's people on Team Liv Schatz on Twitter.
Yeah, well.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
well. Like, I'm Team Liv Schatz. Roads north of the city are atrocious right now.
Not according to Hook in his vast... group of people.
Hook lives north of the city. He has to drive in.
I'm just reading
from north
saying.
Of the city.
Someone says, I'm on Route 2 east in Acton right now. It's a crawl. Hook is a liar. I'm stuck on 2 right now. I guess 2 sucks. They said 93 South is a parking lot, but it's always
but
a parking
but
lot.
He said,
I was just going to say.
93 South always today sucks.
No, right. 715? Marshall Hook, his whole job in these snowstorms, and I'm going to let his insults to me slide. And I will not point out that this is a job that could be manned by a 16-year-old. But his job is to be tuned in with what the traffic is. Mm-hmm. And he claims that there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that it would take 2.5 hours to get to the radio station.
I like Hook, but there's 5 people on the line right now that's saying that he's
because
he's full
of it. They're degenerate gamblers that are just supporting Liv Schatz for no reason.
I mean, it is like a Liv Schatz uprising. We do know that.
Yeah, I mean, if your team Hook, what do you think's got more, Team Hook or Team Liv Schatz?
My God, Matt Patricia looks just like Liv Schatz.
Yep.
Like, I watched that TMZ video and I started laughing, going, "Oh my God, that!" And I know we've said that before. But it kind of is jarring, especially when you spend more time with Dan Liv Schatz, like, because that's just like the go-to face. Oh, it's Liv Schatz. And then he's hanging out with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Shunning autographs like a boss. That was awesome.
Well, I mean, Patricia wants lots and a lot of people want that payday once you sell the Patricia autograph. All right, well...
they weren't asking him. They were asking Bill Belichick. They kind of walked right by Matt Patricia.
Oh, I thought they were asking Matt Patricia.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, well, listen, I feel it's my responsibility as someone who one time couldn't get out of their driveway and was vilified for it for over the course of months and now years to point out the hypocrisy of this radio station when someone else, 2.5 hours... to get wherever the hell these people are. I mean, Hook's name in towns I've never heard of.
North of the city, yep.
All right. Well.
Now people are sending pictures.
I don't.
F Hook. It is a crawl on 93 South at the Mass border.
Well, it's 93
Route
South.
Route 2 is
like
a vortex of hell and is worse than this. Well, whoa. 2 apparently is. Yeah, I guess there's 2 accidents on Route 2 this morning.
I'm looking outside and traffic's moving like you wouldn't believe.
Route 2.
That's right. I mean, so it's just.
All I know is what's outside and it looks like the Indy 500 out there.
Team Lifshatz is now trending in Boston.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow, there's a lot of people on the internet. I'm so proud of ourselves at 7:15. All right, there was the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a big parade yesterday. And the guy you would expect to be the douchiest came through with flying colors.
He did. He absolutely did.
And we'll have that for you in just a moment. Hopefully you're okay and you can get to your work within 3 hours.
The games are only half of it. Usher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, listen up.
Dan was now Dan and John are fighting.
What the hell's wrong with you?
John, I owe you an apology.
You only swooped in about a half an hour early.
What's going on? So at the end of the commercial set there, I thought John had to do a live sponsor. So I just turned his mic on at the end because he wasn't paying attention. And I was like, John, this hour of Touch and Rich is brought, and it was complete, I'm a half an hour early.
Jesus.
And then John just turned around and like flipped me the bird, was swearing his head off.
He's been waiting to shove that in your face for all the times that you've gotten on him for not being ready.
No, he had his head down. I'm like, he's not listening. He's not listening.
And he had one headphone off, but like he can't hear you.
Huh?
It took, like I'm like, John.
No.
I've made plenty of mistakes, but that was pretty bad. Completely not at fault.
Getting his attention, not easy. All right, so yesterday was the victory parade of the Kansas City Chiefs. It has been forever since they've won a Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowls back when Len Dawson was ripping smokes and drinking at halftime.
Yep.
He could smoke on the sideline.
50 years, man.
That's right. And so yesterday was the parade. And every parade, it seems now, has a douche. Now, this is not quite the douche.
Before we get to him, can we just kind of set something up first?
Sure.
Yesterday's parade had such potential to be good, all right? I mean, as you said, Fred, it's been forever. You would think this would be one of those situations where the city would just get absolutely flooded and it would be tons of people. Did you see the photo that Kansas City, the Chiefs, official Chiefs account, so this is not some troll, that the Chiefs tweeted out that said, a sea of red.
Oh, boy.
Dude, there's like nobody at this parade. Like the field, as a matter of fact, somebody took that photo that the Chiefs had taken, the official Twitter account, and compared it to the Kansas City Royals. The Royals like doubled it. Like, no one showed up to this parade.
How is that possible?
Dude, I don't know, and I
Chiefs
don't get
Chiefs fans
it.
Are among the most ridiculously loud fans in the league. How is that possible?
On top of that, like, the videos from now, I don't know how bad the weather was and how cold it was, but I mean...
One guy had a blanket on.
Well, so. I mean, but these people go to these games, and I mean, as you said, they sell them out, so it was really strange that it was... but, like, there was such potential because you thought that was going to happen, and then the first video that came out from the... from the parade was even before it happened, there was a police chase on the parade route. I don't know if the guy got drunk or what the deal. Do you have the audio here? Like, this is before the actual parade started. Can you imagine some dude driving down Boylston being chased by cops? before the actual parade?
Yeah, it'd be kick-ass.
I mean, it was almost like, okay, this is going to be the greatest one we've ever seen in history, and this is how it started.
Okay. Why is this not playing through here?
Well, Gabriella, right now police are trying to figure out why the driver did this in the first place, but they don't believe he was up to anything nefarious. Hours before the start of the parade, Chiefs fans got an up-close look of this chase.
The crowd was making like a roar, and the police took off, so I was kind of like, what is going on?
Police say the driver broke through the barriers near the start of the festivities. Our cameras captured every moment of the action.
We knew something was going on, but we didn't realize that it was like this serious.
KCPD, along with Clay County Sheriff deputies, deployed stop sticks, which blew out several tires.
We thought we had that stopped down there, and he did some maneuvering and got out. And then we ended up having to chase him on the route, which is not ideal.
Social media lit up with video of the slow-speed pursuit down Grand Boulevard.
We didn't want to pit him and spin him, because I didn't want him spinning into the bicycle rack, so we were trying to box him and stop him.
As the chase neared Crown Center...
We had a bunch of cool terms.
Box him and stop him, pin him and spin him.
Yeah, we didn't want to pin him and spin him.
Mm-hmm.
Box him and stop him.
Major Scott Caron and his brand new SUV moved in.
I told Captain Gonis that this ends here.
Using the so-called pit maneuver, they ended the chase on Pershing Road.
At a certain point, when this happens, you got to do whatever you got to do. I mean, we can't let these people get hurt. That just can't happen.
Stay back!
Police arrested the driver without a fight. And while the motive is unclear at this point, police say they didn't find any weapons in the car.
All right.
It was for non-nefarious like reasons. So yeah. Just some dude said, "Kick ass!" But I mean, dude, they had to. I mean, they're kind of underselling what happened. This guy's flying down the road. Remember, there's pedestrians and people lined up on the parade route on the left and right, and they're knocking into the car and trying to spin him out. And then finally, when they do spin him out, one of the cop cars goes headfirst into the front of it, so he can't escape. And they all come out. It might be like 8 cops with guns drawn come walking up to this car.
Well, I mean, he probably was dared to do it. What, are you not going to do it?
Maybe that's the case. And then, of course, there were videos of people. There was one guy who showed up on a horse. Wasn't a police horse, just showed up on a horse going through the crowd. At one point, he gets up on the horse, starts smoking a joint and dancing around. He gets arrested. I don't know how he got a horse down to the downtown. Who knows? But he somehow figured it out. On top of that, there was a dude with his pants around his waist, like his ass was showing. He was climbing up a tree, fell out of a tree, probably broke his neck.
Yeah, he fell out of a very high branch.
It had such potential to be amazing. But then you saw that the turnout, before you play Travis Kelce, listen to this. This is a video of Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and a couple other like big stars all on the same, a fire truck they were on. It's not a duck boat, whatever they're riding on. And they're singing. Listen to how weird it sounds. There's like no crowd in the background.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers.
Yes, we are the champions.
Like, that's like the most polite sounding parade I've ever heard.
Is that his girlfriend, Mahomes' girlfriend?
Yeah, she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
She's in there,
she's
getting,
like, she's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
She's got wives come on the boats.
And then Andy Reid showed up, and of course everyone loves Andy Reid, and it's time for him to get the party started.
A little bit of that. How about the Chiefs on 3? 1, 2, 3. How about those Chiefs? Hey, hey!
That's a great slogan. Jesus.
I mean, I will say this. It's still better than...
No!
Well, I mean, that was ridiculous.
No days off.
Yeah.
No days off.
And no one cheered.
No days off.
We're like, we're on a day off.
No days off.
We took a day off to be
here.
Shut
up.
Days off. Like,
everyone wants days off.
I like days off. Yeah. We're all taking a day off to be here.
Like, well, what are you doing? You're working a sweatshop? Are you a sweatshop owner?
Like, that's the last thing you want to hear at a celebration parade.
Yeah, there's like, you know, no lunch, no days off.
The best was like Bill Belichick could have said literally anything,
yes,
and he would have had the crowd eating out of his paw.
Or he didn't,
except for that.
And no.
And the best thing is he like doesn't let it go.
He keeps going. Come on.
He doesn't know. He's like, all right, this bit's kind of dying. You know, maybe we move on to something off. He's like, maybe they don't
Let's
hear me.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
No days off.
Okay, so.
That's something the average working man can get behind. I'm surprised, no days off.
I'm surprised there wasn't a shirt. Maybe there was a shirt. Did the pro shop over at Gillette have a no days off shirt?
They take less money. Take less money.
Less vacation and benefits.
Yeah. No more insurance. No more insurance.
Go bottom line.
All right. There you go. So we'll come back and we'll have Travis Kelce, who was the real star of the show. He was having the time of his life up there. He couldn't get enough. In front of what Rich is not exaggerating, looks like a crowd. I bet you we could go out somewhere in the summer and generate a big crowd bigger than that.
And by the way, as I said, that's not just some random photo that we're picking and choosing. That's from the official Kansas City Chiefs Twitter account who tweeted that out. So I don't
know. That looks like about 5,000 people.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost like you're showing a free movie down at Government Center. Like, hey, tonight, Frozen 2, bring the kids.
All right. That's just a trick to get you out of your house so they can spy on you. All right. We will be right back with Travis Kelce. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. And Rich, there is Kansas City had a parade yesterday. Didn't look like a lot of people showed up, but regardless, I'm sure the Fesk man was there, Bob Fesco.
I haven't checked on him since they won. He's probably extremely happy.
Probably taking it all in.
Maybe Ray from Baltimore should give him a call later on.
I missed the mark on that one. Even though I think if I would have done Ray from Baltimore, he would have known that it was the same voice.
Possibly. He might have done.
I think that might have set him off. All right. So here is the deal. Travis Kelce is the guy who said after the AFC Championship game, you got to fight for your right to party. And then Rich asked him about it.
He said, it's because it's true.
Yeah, and then he said that, you know, they play it after touchdowns, to which I would say it's not Kansas City. It's a fairly large city. I don't understand why they're still trapped in 1986.
Listen, we have no room to talk in New England. We got Bon Jovi, a newer Bon Jovi song that's played during it. Is that the worst touchdown song in the league?
I don't know.
This is Our House by Bon Jovi. It's not even like something off of the New Jersey album or off of, you know, Slippery When Wet. He went newer Bon Jovi.
I mean, that's because they have a relationship. And, you know, when you get a great artist like John Bon Jovi to write you a song...
I mean, did he specifically write that for the Patriots?
I mean, maybe subliminally. Maybe he was writing it, and then he looked at the page and he went, this is for Bill.
Even if he did, I could just see John Bon Jovi like walking up and goes, hey, Bill, I made something for you. Oh, man, it's going to be your new touchdown song. Let's take a listen, pop it in. And then he heard the song. I would just hope that Bill Belichick would just take that CD and hand it back to him and go, diarrhea.
No, I think
this is the worst.
I think it's more like a single tear runs down, and he goes, "You did this for me," and he's like, "Ever since no one's written me a song since Foreigner's Jukebox Hero,"
which was, of course, as everyone knows, originally written for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, what happened is when Belichick was down in Maryland, he was great at pinball, but then when he would win, he would air guitar to every song on the jukebox. And so Jukebox Hero by proxy is about Bill Belichick.
Now that's a touchdown song. That actually feels all right. You play it? Place going crazy? I mean,
no, that's actually about Eckersley. Not now, Toots. Not now, Toots. I got a free ball.
All right, so Travis Kelce was up on stage, and they gave him the microphone, and here's what he had to say.
By the way, just notice the way that Kelce talks. Can someone look up where he's from?
I got it.
Because unless it's from, like, Unless it's like from Brooklyn, I am not buying this accent.
Ooh, hang on. In Green Bay, do they really play Bang on the Drum all day?
Yes.
Okay, that's the worst touchdown song.
He's from Westlake, Ohio.
Okay, Westlake, Ohio, very well known for its hip-hop scene. Okay, here we go.
Can you dig it?
He's also wearing a WWE belt.
Yeah, it's not as good as Sarge's 5 belts that he bought at Toys R Us.
Sarge, how much are they worth? Run it down for the boys.
This one's worth $500.
Yeah, Kelsey. Seen that belt before. I wipe my butt with it. Garbage.
Can you dig it? I just want to say I love y'all. I love this.
He's from Westlake, Ohio?
Yeah, just south of Cleveland. Went to school in that thriving metropolis of Cincinnati.
But he's obviously got an Ohio accent. I think he's appropriating language here.
I just want to say I love y'all. I love this. Woo! I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby.
Okay.
It's been a long time coming, because what did we do? We had to fight for our right to party!
The crowd's going, ew. Did you notice that? The crowd's like, okay. Maybe we can leave that one alone.
To party! I don't know if you see this belt, but man, this belt got something on it. It's got the heavyweight champions of the world, baby. The heavyweight champions of the world. That memorial up there, I see everybody up there in that memorial.
Where'd he go to college?
Cincinnati.
I'm trying to find what time in his life he would have adopted this way of speaking, but okay.
Don't nobody know we represent and honor every single veteran that went to war for us in World War One.
Okay. All right. He's all right. Kelsey's all right. Kelsey's all right.
He
just got me. I'm on Team Kelsey now.
Right, you do have a history of service in your family. I understand.
That's right. And then Kelsey's Kelsey's relative that was in World War One was wheeled out. And they looked at it and they go, here are the bones of my relative. Okay, so wait.
I started off his cliff and I was getting douche chills. And now that his brain has officially exploded, I'm all in. All right, Travis Kelsey.
Is he saying the belt represents the good people who fought in the World War One?
Well, I mean, that's what they gave them. When you won the war, nobody wanted to, to actually
skip over World
the spoils
War
of war, including getting a super cool weight belt from Toys R Us.
The real warriors are in the ring.
That's fantastic.
I just want to say I love y'all. I love this. Woo! I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby. It's been a long time coming, because what did we do? We had to fight for our right to party! I don't know if you see this belt, but man, this belt got something on it. It's got the heavyweight champions of the world, baby. The heavyweight champions of the world. That memorial up there, I see everybody up there in that memorial. Don't nobody know we represent and honor every single veteran that went to war for us in World War One. What's good? What's good right here in the heart of America? Right here in the heart of America. 21 years.
You hear them saying in the background, I don't know what he's saying.
No, I didn't hear him.
All right, listen again.
No. What is that?
Okay, here, I'll just start here. They're saying, I don't know. Someone says clearly, I don't know what he's saying.
And you know what? I don't care. You do not take that microphone away from Travis Kelsey at this point.
Apparently people are standing on a World War One memorial.
Well, he said memorial, but then he just, it starts going.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of what he says.
Right here in the heart of America. 20. 21 years. Well, how about that? I'm going to walk this. Well, how about 21 years? Y'all know what that means? Everybody here is thinking, oh, that's when I can, you know what I mean, legally get a drink. Yeah. No.
That's what Hyman, what did he say? That's what Hyman?
I don't know.
That's what Hyman, Hyman.
Ride a horse and your Hyman breaks.
That's not quite what he was saying.
I think that's not what he said?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you're reading that wrong.
Okay.
Y'all know what that means? Everybody here is thinking, oh, that's when I can, you know what I mean, legally get a drink. Yeah.
Suburban Cincinnati representing.
No, 21 years. That's how long it's just been turning for my guy Andy Reid. It's just been turning and turning and turning. And what we do? What we do? 24-0. I ain't trying to hear it. Down 10. I ain't trying to hear it. Fourth quarter, 6 and whatever left on the clock. Down 10.
Wait, when did
Johnny Gomes show up?
No,
it's unbelievable what they did.
When did Antonio Brown show up?
I mean, you can compare the two if you really want to. I mean, I don't know if you can see. Okay.
Fourth quarter, 6 and whatever left on the clock. Down 10.
Hey, Walk's mom. Brumsky.
We got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, baby. How about Sammy Watkins? Woo!
Sandwich kid to you.
How about Damian Williams? Woo! How about my dog, 5'5", and he ain't on sides, Frank Clark? What's good? This is the most beautiful scene I've ever witnessed in my life.
He's looking at Manuel. Manuel in space.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most beautiful scene I've ever witnessed in my life. I love this city to death. I promise you, from here to the end, I cherish every moment with y'all. And I promise you, everybody here feels the exact same way. I talked to El Presidente Mark Donovan. He made sure it was okay with the Clark family, everybody involved. Because of this season, because of y'all, every single touchdown, every single point we score at Arrowhead is going to end with the anthem. And y'all got to help me say it right here one last time for 2019-2020 world champions. You got to fight for your right to party!
Rock and roll, Mike! Let's outside!
Rock and roll, Mike, how did you get on stage? What are you doing up there?
It's unbelievable what they did!
It's something about that stage. I don't know. It's the same one that Johnny Gomes was all on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The Cincinnati. Not there.
There's something about that Brumsky noise. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, Kelsey kind of sounds like that guy. Who's that guy? The clip of the guy that screams hockey crazily?
Oh, yeah. The hockey. It does sound a lot like that guy. It does.
Yeah. He is. Very excitable, Travis Kelce.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. To be honest, I was expecting to cringe, but I mean, the minute he just...
Don't nobody know we represent and honor every single veteran that went to war for us in World War I. What's good?
There you go.
This goes out to all my homies from World War... or from the War of 1812. The Cincinnati. Not there.
Gives him the old raspberry.
He does.
Gives him the old Bronx cheer.
All right. Well, okay. Well, that delivered. I appreciated that. How bad was Mahomes? Because Mahomes is just kind of a nerdy guy.
I'm sure his girlfriend took the mic and just started screaming and yentering on.
Right, just like stole it from him and
yeah,
screaming in my
what?
Stage.
Yentering on.
Yentering. Okay.
All right. So we will return in just a moment.
Stay tuned.
Sports Hub. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bird went out and saw some bird movie.
The Birds of Prey. It's the movie with
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she plays. Oh God, what the hell's her name? Harley Quinn, the girlfriend of the Joker. If you saw the Suicide Squad movie, which, Fred, I almost want you to see now for all the wrong reasons. Like in a Mystery Science 3000 way.
Well, if it's cornier than the way Joaquin Phoenix played the Joker, then I'm all in.
I haven't even seen the new one. I guarantee you it's a billion times cornier. Like Jared Leto wanted this so bad. Remember how he stayed in character
yes.
throughout the filming?
And he would send people like boxes of crap. Not like literal.
Like dead
literal,
animals and stuff and yeah, feces. And
like literal feces.
I'm so twisted. And it just backfired because he was super corny in that film. And he was legitimately pissed when the new Joker movie was announced and it was Joaquin Phoenix. He thought that was like the role he was going to keep basically for a lifetime.
Right.
He thought he was Wolverine, man. Like, you can't cast anybody else. I'm the guy.
Well, the Joker is not a bad movie. It's just that I when someone, like, I always get, like, douche chills when someone throws themselves into something, like, so weird. Like, him
sure.
like it's supposed to be, like, creepy or whatever, like, him dancing around. And then there's, like, there's different theories on what the ending means and da-da-da-da-da. But, yeah, I thought there were a couple times during it that I started laughing.
You know what's up for Best Picture? I know it's up for Best Picture. You know what's up for Best Picture? It's worth your time. Is Parasite? That's really good. Like, that's that one that's it's in subtitles, but it's this guy who made a movie called Snowpiercer a few years ago, which I don't know if you saw that with Chris Evans, and it's like the end of the world, and he's on this train, and all the survivors in the world are on this one train. All the rich people are in the front dining well, and in the back, it's like steerage, and it's his fight to work his way up to the front. It's one of the better movies I've seen over the past like 5-10 years. This is his new film, and it's really good. It's creepy as hell. It's got a couple twists in it that you didn't see coming, but it's called Parasite. You'll like that one.
All right, so Parasite and then that Tarantino movie.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Is that that's probably my favorite movie I've seen this year.
All right. Well,
And I'm not a Tarantino apologist. I was not a fan of a couple of his recent films. I didn't think The Hateful Eight was that good.
No, and Jackie Brown was embarrassing.
Well, Jackie Brown, he knows that was a hiccup. And Death Proof, the thing he did for that Grindhouse deal.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I love Kurt Russell. Like, how can you have a Quentin Tarantino movie with Kurt Russell and it not be any good? It had like, it was an hour and a half long and it had maybe one good scene in it. But no, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is, I love that movie.
All right, well, we'll find out if you're going to love Birds of Prey. And we will have that for you. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.